talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday here. Scott Spears, Bob Welsh, and Linda Sims back with you here for another hour, 18 minutes past the hour on this Friday, March the 24th, 2023, 3/24/23, Getaway Friday, and we are doing trivia. Ted Jolliffe won the $10 gift card to Del Taco and the Del Taco Beanie, as they're called, which apparently has a lot of different names, but we are sampling the pizza today brought up by Bob, the carrot cake pizza. Ted, what do you think of the pizza? You had a little carrot cake pizza. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm just a man of my word. It was very, very delicious. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the way it was in the box, you couldn't tell it from a carrot cake, really, but the taste is wonderful. And I know what good carrot cake tastes like because I don't eat it very much, but my wife loves it, so I take a piece of hers now.
There you
and
go.
And it's right. It isn't in the ballpark. It is out of the ballpark. Thank you.
Well, Carol, the carrot cake's coming home to you now. It's on your way. And a Del Taco beanie.
Yeah, it probably is closer to the carrot cake rather than the pizza family, but
it's round. It's a finger food today.
Right.
Which is fine. Now, what makes it a pizza, though, Bob?
It's round. No. I think what traditionally makes a pizza would be, you know, a crust with typically a cheese topping, which this has, and various other items. So this might be closer to a cheese pizza with a flavored crust.
So this is pizza crust and no, I don't think it's pizza crust and cheese.
Cream cheese. We're stretching things a little bit here because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Why not? Easter coming up.
You know, after 4.2 drinks, this is what I came up with.
So, Bob, what are the questions we still have on the table? Because we got gifts to give away.
We have two questions on the table still. What is the favorite dog breed of Ireland? We had guesses of Irish Setter and Irish Wolfhound, which is not those. So it's something else in the Irish dog family. And then the other question is, why March 17th? Why is March 17th the day we celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Good question. 740-383-9944. You could win $10 to Del Taco. You could win a Del Taco beanie. We still have another one of those. Give us a buzz. We got nobody in the competition right now. It's wide open. 740-383-9944. And we might do a drawing before the hour's up if we get some entrants here. But you got to know what the favorite dog in Ireland is. Or, why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th? Well, here comes somebody. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
A golden retriever.
No. Not the old golden retriever. What is the favorite dog of Ireland? Or the reason we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th? See, we do this every year, but we don't really know why. Mm-mm. 740-383-9944. $10 to Del Taco. Coming up this hour. Go ahead, caller.
What about just a Labrador retriever?
No Labrador.
No Labrador retriever. Favorite dog of Ireland, or the reason we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about a corgi?
No corgis. That's more of an English.
No corgi on the list. 740-383-9944. Favorite dog of Ireland, or the reason we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th. $10 to Del Taco and possibly a Del Taco beanie coming up at the end of this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
It has a curly coat and a rat-like tail. How's that for a clue?
Is that like a pork tail?
I think it's more of probably like you might associate with a possum or A rat-like, but rather than you know, very long and hairy or something like that. I don't know, furry.
So when it comes to the Beatles, we were talking about this. We had a Beatles question. What was the Beatles question?
The Beatles question was, it was kind of a trick question, is who is the only solo Beatle of the four famous ones to not have a number one hit?
I don't know.
You want me to give the answer, or you want somebody to call
it? Wait, what was it? It would be Ringo.
It would be, but no, it's not.
Ringo had a hit?
Ringo had several number one hits.
Oh, he did not.
He did.
He did not. What was one of his hits?
You caught me on...
Well, of course, he never had any. Linda, he's there's a fix going on here.
Boy, you caught me too quick there, but...
Ringo Starr has never had a singles hit in his life. I don't think anybody shows up to his concerts.
Oh, no, they do.
No.
The All-Star Band is quite big.
The All-Star Band? What is that?
That's who he travels with.
Well, of course he'd have to travel with people who'd come to see him alone.
But, see, you asked me so quick.
Linda, do you believe Ringo Starr is a star?
Star to me, he was my favorite.
Really? Ringo was your favorite Beatle?
Yes.
Now, why was that?
Yes. I don't know. I thought he was cute.
Oh, really?
he was... You're 16.
I've never heard of that.
Photograph. It Don't Come Easy.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, It Don't Come Easy is Ringo's song.
Yeah. Do you think he's a star, though? Do you think if
I liked... I always liked Ringo.
Now, why do people like Ringo?
He was cute and cuddly.
I think he's just down to earth. And he's just... Shaggy-haired Ringo back in the day. And what about Cocker Spaniel for the dog?
I'm going to say you're in the right breed.
Spaniel.
But not a Cocker
Springer
Spaniel.
Springer Spaniel? Some kind of Spaniel.
A Spaniel?
It's in the Spaniel family.
Okay.
Springer Spaniel?
Springer Spaniel?
No.
Okay, no Springer Spaniel. I did not realize there was this movement of Ringo Starr fans.
I mean, he not only had a recording career, he had a TV career with Thomas, the Tank Engine series, plus a number of movies.
But you wouldn't put him in the same category as a John Lennon or a Paul McCartney.
I would say no, he would not... He would not be in the same...
He was a coattail writer. Had he not been with those other guys, he would not have been a thing.
I don't think so. I think because he was in the number one group in Liverpool before, once the Beatles were up and coming. He had a lot of star potential, to make a pun out of it there. But, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo act as well.
Well, I think...
Deservedly or not, he's there. Sonny Bono,
I don't know.
Is not.
Well, it's like the Jackson family. There's really two stars, and the others are just hangers-on.
There you go.
Right. Jermaine and Tito.
And Tito.
And
Marlon.
Marlon. See, nobody cares about those three, but Janet. Winner. Michael. Winner.
Michael.
Yeah. But the other three... And it's like the Beatles. You got Paul and you've got John, and the other two were just there. I think they carried the bags of the other two. Go ahead, caller.
How about an Irish Water Spaniel?
How about it? She does have it.
All right. You got it, Mary. Thanks.
Alrighty. Yay!
Irish Water Spaniel. Wow, I can't believe it took that long to get that one.
Yeah.
What else we got?
So we still have out there, why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What happened on March 17th?
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th? As opposed to another 17th.
I mean, if we want to get something difficult...
not difficult.
No. We've had too much difficult. All right. Throw out the difficult problems.
Who's your fiancé?
Who is Chip's fiancé?
Fiancé.
Who is Beyonce? That's a good question.
Now, there's somebody who had a career.
Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Still. But
she didn't ride anybody's coattails.
What construction project, you had the the famine going on in Ireland, people were leaving, and so they traveled to the United States, and many of them got jobs working on a special construction project. What construction project did the Irish help build in the United States?
Go ahead, caller.
Was it because St. Patrick died on March 17th?
That is correct.
All right.
The day it is presumably the day he passed.
We got you in. Now, how was he killed?
Brutus. Brutus.
I thought Caesar killed Brutus.
No, Brutus was a time-traveling murderer.
No. How did St. Patrick die? He was a saint, right, Linda?
I believe he was bit by a snake.
Oh.
No.
That's very painful.
And ironic.
Yeah. No, how did he die? Was he old age?
I believe it was old age.
So, St. Patrick, and they decided, we'll name the day for you and drink green beer.
That's right.
Okay, that's right. Well, that's a celebratory mode right there. Who was St. Valentine?
St. Valentine's Day Massacre, wasn't that?
Well, that
didn't
happened.
Have something to do to it?
I think St. Valentine.
What better way to celebrate love than to kill a bunch of people?
I believe he was an Italian, saint. Now, the Valentine's Massacre occurred on that day.
Okay.
But that's not what we celebrate.
Was it planned? Was it planned for that day? Said, we don't want to buy any chocolate hearts and roses this year. We're just going to op some people.
Well, I'm not quite sure why they particularly picked that day. Maybe they just knew everybody would be together or something.
Not now.
We'll have to read it. No, not now.
Text messages.
Zoom.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day. Click.
What question?
Send.
I forget the question we had out there now, even.
What happened with the people who came over here and the Irish family?
What construction project did the Irish help complete that brought them in droves because they were starving in Ireland?
Gosh, these are hard questions.
These are.
Yes, they
are. Well, we started out easy. We worked our way up here.
Worked our way up.
Now, I could go to some harder ones. I'm trying to get the easy ones out of this group here.
That's one of the easy ones?
That's one of the, what's left here.
What construction product?
Project.
Did the Irish come over to work on after the potato famine?
After the potato famine.
You know, that potato famine really screwed them up over there.
Yeah. I mean, we could go. I mean, it's one of the easy question. What are the three colors of the Irish flag?
Now, there we go. That's a good Family Feud question. What are the three colors of the Irish flag? Now, only give us one color at a time.
And don't Google it. Come on.
No, don't Google it. We want to guess. 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Del Taco beanie and a Del Taco gift card here. We just want to guess. 740-383-9944.
Google is too handy.
It is.
Go ahead, caller.
Easy.
The Erie Canal.
The Erie Canal is correct.
All right. On the old Erie Canal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal or something like that.
Now, what are the three colors of the Italian flag?
Irish flag.
Well, I thought we'll put something in there.
Actually,
why not?
They might be the same. I don't know.
We can come up with those, too. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Irish finished the eastern half of the railroad from east to west.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, you know, the Irish finished this side, and the Chinese finished the western half of it.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
All right, that's bye-bye. About all I know.
Hey, well, that works for me.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Bye. All right, we'll put Ernie in here. So now, I think that's a good answer, even though that's not your answer.
Your answers are
a little shaky today, Bob.
And it is historically correct as well, so I mean...
So now we got Ernie, Trish, and Mary in. Three colors of the Italian flag.
I mean, my answers are typed up here. They're on green paper. How can they be shaky?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say green.
Green is one of the three colors.
All right, Judy, we got you in. What are the two other colors on the Irish flag?
Green.
Well, that's not the two other.
I know, but
that's the original. See, now the phone's ringing off the hook now that we got a question that's salvageable. Go ahead, caller.
Green, white, and orange.
No, she's going to give all three answers.
Well,
I thought we were supposed to. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. We got it.
We'll give you credit there.
No problem. Green, white, and orange.
Why? making me work harder.
All right, now what do we got?
We'll maybe go, what decade?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say gold.
Not gold.
Gold. No.
No gold, right?
No gold.
Okay.
What decade did the first Irish parade occur in the United States?
What decade did the first Irish parade occur in the United States?
Or even, yeah. I'm going to go century, but that might be too easy. There's not that many centuries. But what decade?
What decade did the first Irish parade occur in the United States? Ooh, that's interesting. 740-383-9944. Del Taco $10 gift card on the line. Gonna draw it here in about 27 minutes. And a beanie.
And a beanie.
And a beanie. A gray beanie. Now, you don't call it a beanie, though.
I don't call it a beanie. I'm going to go with Ted there. It's more of a skull cap or a stocking
skull
cap.
What do you call these things, Linda? A beanie?
No, I don't call it a beanie. I don't even know. Well, a sweater hat, right?
The quality is really, really good. I put it up over my head, and it's really you wouldn't have to be bashful about wearing this because there's nothing gaudy about it. And how do you think about that name, gaudy?
I like that.
And it's quality, and it will fit most heads.
It will. It's a stretchy beanie.
Really good.
Yep. Yeah, and it's warm.
It does look quality. I'm not knocking the cap or anything. I'm just the name. I don't think fits it.
When it said beanie, I didn't think this quality was going to be honestly.
Yeah. Del Taco is putting the money in.
It does look like a good quality hat.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Heck, the parade was in 1760, I believe.
Were we there or something? What's the deal? Come on. What city?
At New York City.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's got it.
Thanks, Ernie.
Yep.
See? And I guarantee he didn't Google it.
All right, yeah.
He knows his stuff.
Who was the Grand Marshal?
Of the... Well, I think... Wasn't that Martha Dowse? Wasn't she the Grand Marshal back then?
Could have been.
1760?
Benedict Arnold, I think it was. No.
Look at the quality of the name of it. I can't read it.
That says made in China.
No, they weren't made in China.
It says
yeah, made in China.
Yeah, quality.
Made in China. There you go.
See, that's right.
Now, why is it not made in Mexico?
What do you pick up that isn't made in China?
Right.
But this thing will keep your head warm.
Oh, it is a very nice
hat. Stuff made in Vietnam, Korea.
Del Taco Beanie.
Del Taco Beanie, but.
Which we have for you. And $10 to Del Taco. For $10, you can get a meal over there.
A good quality hat.
Haven't been yet.
I saw the lines have sort of died down. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Haven't been yet.
So what's the question?
The next question. Another question already. We'll go with an easy one here. What does St. Patrick use the shamrock to describe something? What was he trying to describe with a shamrock?
What was St. Patrick trying to describe with the shamrock? What do you mean, like charades?
Well, I think more of a physical representation of whatever he was trying to describe.
Now, Linda, do you understand that question? What was St. Patrick's trying to describe with the shamrock?
I'm embarrassed. I have no history about Ireland.
Maybe, would it be the geography of the
I don't know.
Area? Would it be something like that?
Are you guessing or are you giving me an answer?
Four-leaf clover, right? The clover?
Four-leaf clover?
The shamrock is the three-leaf clover, which I guess represents more this concept, whereas the four-leaf clover represents more good luck.
Right.
Also,
okay.
Harder to find. Also, the symbol of the 4-H group, I believe. And
well, that's interesting. I don't know. That's a toughie.
What was he trying to describe with a shamrock?
Go ahead, caller.
To describe the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
You are on fire today.
Thank you. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
That's interesting that, St. Patrick's Day happens during Lent.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe there's a tie-in.
Maybe there. I know the Catholic Bishop Association had to give special dispensation so that people could eat the corned beef on the on Friday, St. Patrick's Day, which is normally a fish day or a non-meat day.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess St. Patrick still has his influence among the population today.
Even though he's been dead many, many years.
Many centuries.
Yes. So, what's the next question?
The next question, I just had it here. Oh, the most popular beverage or beer in Ireland or drunken on St. Patrick's Day is Guinness beer. And Guinness beer has a brewery named after a famous saint.
What? Guinness beer has a brewery named after a famous saint. Well, that should just trip right off everybody's tongue, shouldn't
it? It should.
Yay. Do you know any of these, Linda?
No.
Boy, these are hard. I told you it's like the Irish immigration test.
There you go.
I don't think none of these come off Bob Jett either.
No. Did you know any of these, Bob, when we started?
Well, I'll give one hint on this one, since it is so hard. It is also the name of one of the properties in Monopoly.
Oh, one of the things on the Monopoly.
One of the properties that you could buy in your standard Monopoly game.
And it's the
name of a brewery.
Where they make Guinness.
Where they make Guinness, the most famous Irish beer.
All right. What's the Monopoly board spot? 740-383-9944. Just cut to the chase.
Or we could just make it a Family Feud question. Name all the properties of Monopoly.
You know, boy, I say that is a long game. When you get involved in Monopoly, you better just clear your schedule.
Forever, right?
You'll be there.
3 or 4 hours.
Yes.
Oh. It's one of my daughter's favorite games. She loves Monopoly, but you know, the game can get vicious down at the end there.
Yeah, people
fight. Why won't
fight,
you give me this property?
Putting hotels and bankruptcies and houses and all kinds of things.
You're just trying to make me go bankrupt. Well, yeah, that's the idea of the game.
Right.
You know, that's a real capitalist game, trying to put people in bankruptcy. That's capitalism with a capital K.
I haven't played that in years.
Now, Linda, who was on your show this week?
I had Wooly on and Fred Malone.
And was Fred plugging the big night at the museum tomorrow night?
Yes. I meant to leave that here for you.
Oh, did he leave something?
No, it was just an announcement.
Oh, well, we'll get it. Yeah, night at the museum tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Big event. I think it's a big event next to Dinner with the Presidents.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And what will he have to say this week?
A lot.
He was filling in holes.
If I could narrow anything down, it's hard because he's kind of here and there and hits every point, talks about everything, you know, all at once. So it's kind of hard for me to narrow it down. But he's so funny sometimes, you know, cracks me up. He's also a comedian, so stand-up comic.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yes.
And now your show is on Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to 12.
Yes.
Wednesday. Now, who's on this upcoming week?
I have no clue.
It's clear right now.
Right. And pray for Jeff Porter. He's
oh, what
in
happened
hospital.
To Jeff? Again?
He's in the hospital.
I thought he was doing better.
He was.
What happened?
You know, he has that congestive heart
failure. Oh, yes. That's bad.
For some reason, it you know, fluid is allowed to build up in the body. So his legs are swollen really big again. Can barely get around, so, and he was going to be on Wednesday, but he called me. He was on the floor and couldn't get up, so he had to call paramedics. So those of you who like Jeff Porter or not, pray for him.
Now, he's the end of the world.
Expressions of the last days.
But see, my thing, though, with him, though, is he doesn't know when that is.
Who does?
Well, that's right, but I think if you go around saying that you are the end of the world, man, that you've got to know when the end of the world is.
Look at Noah. He preached for 100 years building the ark, and no one believed him that it was going to rain.
Yeah, but I think Jeff claims he doesn't know when the end of the world is coming.
True.
When do you think it's coming, Bob?
Either. He didn't know.
Well, it's not for man to know.
Yeah, but he wrote a book telling us that the end of the world was coming.
It was coming.
But it hasn't came.
Oh, you're talking about Jeff. Okay, yeah. No, not yet.
Well, see, I'd like to prepare.
Oh.
What are you going
to
do?
There's only one way to prepare.
What are you going to do to...
Well, it's all depending on your age.
If I told you the end of the world was coming next Saturday...
What would you do?
Well, I'd say I'm not paying the rent this month. You know, I'm not going to... The rent will be in the mail in a couple weeks.
Do like your life. We've got our tombstone and everything paid for and everything 30 years ago. So we've been married 61, so we're thinking that when we was young people.
Wow. That's it.
You've got to prepare.
Yeah. You're going to profit by it now because it costs probably double, but... cremation has taken over.
I'll tell you, and that cremation, I just don't know. Somebody the other day said something negative against cremation. I can't remember. Oh, they did. It was, I forget what the reason that cremation was not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people like it, and they're going that way. But,
yeah, and it's
true.
I mean, I don't want to knock anybody down here, but I just heard it wasn't good for you. I don't think that's the best thing you want to do.
Doctor, he's looking bad. Oh, you better go cremate him.
Well, I mean, you know, the problem is all these people are waking up who've been pronounced deceased. Once you get cremated, you can't wake up anymore. You know, they got them in the casket there, and their eyes start blinking.
Really?
Yeah. If you're in the cremation machine, your eyes aren't going to blink anymore. Right, it's over. It's
yes.
done.
You're yes. sweating up a storm.
Wow.
Have you heard about all these people recently, though? They find in nursing homes, they pronounce them dead, send them over to the funeral parlor, and they wake up.
I have heard of several stories, yes.
Yeah, in the past, but lately?
Yes!
It's happening.
So why in the world would you want to go in the cremation category? Take you over to the crematory. Once your toes start getting hot, you start screaming. Can you imagine?
If the coroner was not a friend of yours and he didn't like you and he'd pronounce you dead, then you're still breathing.
Yeah, what happens to those coroners who pronounce these people deceased and they're not?
I don't know what happens.
How hard is that to figure out? Is this person dead? I've seen the dead. I knew they were dead. I didn't need to pronounce them dead. They were dead.
Well, evidently, he can't hear the heartbeat. It's too faint at that time.
Yeah, but you change color. I mean, you start to... there are several things I don't want to start talking about
right,
here.
Right, but you don't think they did? I mean, if you're not really breathing, you're not really getting enough oxygen.
You start to stiffen up, let's put it that way. I don't think you stiffen up if you're still breathing.
No.
So don't these doctors... Hey, look, his arm's still a little jiggly there.
I mean, you'd still have some circulation or something. I mean,
yeah, you can't be dead.
It might be very minimal, but...
Don't they have, like, a pulse sock they can put on these people to see if they have any...
They're supposed to.
Maybe if you're carrying one, yes.
I don't want a coroner without a pulse sock.
Yeah, they're supposed to do everything to make sure you're dead before they announce you dead. That was my understanding.
Well, what if you're sitting there at the pub on St. Patrick's Day and you toss back a couple and say, hey, we got a dead body in the back there, and you stagger in there as the coroner and you don't have your pulse cap on?
Well, I mean, if you're in a nursing home, though, shouldn't you have these materials should be available to you?
I would think so. I mean, that's probably at least a weekly occurrence for...
over at the funeral home.
Or the retirement center.
No, see, retirement center's different than nursing home. Mm-hmm. Retirement center, you go and you live, and you go down and play bingo, and you can get, you can be on your own feet.
True.
You know, nursing home, I don't think you're allowed to walk in the nursing home. They confine you to chairs.
I think they encourage you to get around, don't they?
And I don't think they like you walking around, because if you fall down on their property, you can sue them.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I don't think they want you... Nursing home is way different than a retirement
community. Well, I know they lock the door, so in case you are walking, you don't get out.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I love the phrase, the golden years.
Yeah, isn't that... Well, you know...
I heard the answer to that. Did anybody know?
Yeah.
You better have gold.
You better have... Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, I was having an interesting conversation with somebody the other day. Now, this is kind of grim, but it is the truth in life that... Okay, let's say you're a single person. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be single at one point, maybe,
right.
Because most people don't go at the same time, even if you are married. So here's the thing. At some point, if you live, you're going to end up alone. Okay, so let's say you're living alone in your house. Now, there are two ways out of this world. Number one, you die suddenly. Bam, you didn't know it was coming, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, you're going to the nursing home. Because there's nobody at home to take care of you. And I mean, you can say that you will, but you won't. And if they do it that way, they're going to take your house. If you own it, they're going to take it all. So, I mean, these are not... Which do you want? I mean, go suddenly, or...
Well, now, there's always a third alternative. And I think the third alternative that you missed here is that, and this is how I think I envision myself, is that I'm going to be sitting in my wheelchair there at a slot machine in Las Vegas. You can open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and as long as you feed a coin in there, they'll let you keep going. And if you not often go all asleep, that's all right. And, you know, and they always bring you something to drink or whatever, something to eat, and so they, you know, they'll take care of you while you're sitting there, and you just live there in the casino 24/7, and you feed a coin in now and then, and they'll bring you your medicine and your drinks, and there you go. That's my retirement plan.
Well, I don't think you ever die when you're in New York, though, because they take you down to Fifth Avenue. They'll keep you alive down there. There's a lot of stuff going on Fifth Avenue.
I know we have one question out there, and I've got another one here, Family Feud style, since that's what...
All right, Family Feud style.
One of the three most popular things to do on St. Patrick's
Day. Now, only give us one at a time. The three most popular things to do on Valentine's Day, and we're going to be giving away...
St. Patrick's Day.
Listen, it's been a long morning. We only got about 12 minutes left. Mary, Trish, Ernie, and Judy are in on this one now. And so the question is what?
We also had another question out there.
The three most popular things to do on St. Patrick's Day. All right, give us one of those three and you'll get in, and we're going to give $10 to Del Taco here momentarily. 740-383-9944. But Linda, what do you think about that? When you get to the end, what do you do?
End of life?
Yeah. Is it going to be quick or is it going to be lingering? You know, because those are the two choices.
Death? Short or lingering? Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with lingering, though.
Well,
you're not in pain.
Yeah,
as long
right.
as you're not in pain.
Because that denotes suffering, so long.
Yeah. No, I mean, just like I'm not talking about big... Like, say you can't walk anymore.
Right.
Well, they're not going to let you live alone.
Right.
The health department will come in and shut you down.
True.
And put you in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you can't walk. Your mind is totally there. Your eyesight, your mobile skills are all totally there. You just can't walk, which means
right.
you can't get dressed, you can't take showers, you can't... So they're going to come and they're going to put you in the nursing home.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't want to die just because you can't walk anymore.
No, I would not.
But you got to go now to the facility.
Right.
So what do you do?
Hopefully keep living.
Yeah, well, you
until it's time, you know.
Make friends.
Right.
Make
true.
New friends.
Live your life.
You know, I've known plenty of people who ended up in those facilities, and the families were all guilty about it. But the people, they liked it because they were around their own people,
right.
and they met new people.
Right.
I think that's nice.
That's life.
That's life. All right, 740-383-9944, the three most popular things to do on St. Patrick's Day. I think we should talk more about death in life. I think that's why it's such a stigma.
No one wants to die.
Well, nobody wants to die, but it's
unless they're really bad off. You know, some people come to a point where they're ready to go. And they will tell you, I'm ready to go. It's time for me to go. Time for me to leave this place.
Well, see, that's what comes down to that Last Days book, is
yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
But that book doesn't tell you.
I think you do know. I think God does warn people when they're close to death.
How do you mean?
I mean, maybe in a dream.
Oh.
A certain feeling you may have.
Hmm. I don't know if I'd want that.
Well, my belated husband told me that the Lord had told him it was time to leave.
And how long after that did he leave?
Maybe 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He was ill, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But he was still in his right mind.
Right. Right.
Well, it can happen.
Yes.
I think I'd like to know.
I think we do know.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to
know
or not. I'd rather be at surprise. I'd rather just creeped up.
Yeah, it changes things, right?
Well, it does when you know you're going to die. That
right.
kind of kills everything, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to go. It's just a question of when.
When?
You know, I mean,
right,
when.
But do you want to know when?
Yeah.
No.
Got
those three answers yet, or do you have to?
Let me give you my phone, and you can call in.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, they're not beating down the phone on this one.
Well, can I say one?
What is it?
Drink.
Drink
what? No. Drink is one of the three.
Did
answers.
We ever get to Guinness a Monopoly board question?
No, we didn't. People are Googling that at the moment here. I mean, I could hear all the keys.
The three most popular things to do on St. Patrick's Day, and we got drink.
One of them is drink.
And with the other one to have to do with some physical ability.
Hurling?
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 Hurling? It's an activity. I don't know. There could be some. So any activity involves some physical ability.
Can I make a guess on that one?
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead. I guess. Go ahead.
Well, drink, dance, and be.
No.
No. No dancing.
No dancing. Well, there might be dancing during this particular event, but it's not. The event is not dancing.
Okay. No dancing.
No dancing.
So it's drinking.
Now, I'm not saying you can't have dancers doing this activity, but it's not. The activity itself is not dancing.
The three most popular things to do on St. Patrick's Day, $10 to Del Taco, hanging the balance here in a Del Taco beanie, 740-383-9944. Now, one is drinking, and we still don't know the other two, 740-383-9944. What are the other two? Here we go. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I always fix corned beef and cabbage.
Cooking. Well, is that something you do special?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The answer is make a special meal.
Every day is corned beef and cabbage.
There you go. Make a special
make
meal.
Make a special meal. So, yeah, we're going
to... We got it.
So that's okay. One of the three items.
Make a special meal. So we've got one left. Make
one
a special
left.
Meal. Drink. And one of what's the third most popular thing people do on St. Patrick's Day?
Or one of the three most popular. Not it may not.
Are
be
they listed here in chronological order?
No.
I bet drinking is number one.
It could be.
I don't know what number two or number. Well, I don't know.
Well, one of them is make a special meal.
And what's the third one? 740-383-9944. What are you going to cook?
Or what is the what? What is the brewery name that makes the Guinness beer? That's out there still, too. What am
yeah,
I
and that's on your Monopoly board.
Yeah.
The Guinness...
the answer is one of the Monopoly properties.
One of the Monopoly properties is the name of the Guinness factory, which is the most popular beer.
Irish beer.
All right.
If I want an attorney, I'd like to have Bob, because I get totally confused with his questions, and he could confuse the jury in a heartbeat.
Go ahead, caller.
Watch a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Watch it or be in it?
Or be in it?
Be in it. Yeah. Well, the answer is just attending a parade, so I guess watching it would qualify.
Oh. Okay.
And there could be dancers in that parade.
Yeah, doing an Irish jig.
That's right.
The Irish jig.
The Irish jig.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You all
go.
Right, well.
Items there. There you go.
That
now,
was it?
That was the three items, eat, drink, okay. And be merry.
All right, well, we got four minutes left here. What's the boardwalk spot?
Boardwalk, you gave it away. No, you didn't.
No, that's not, I don't think the Guinness factory is called boardwalk.
No. It's has a religious name, even.
Has a religious name.
Boardwalk.
No, not boardwalk.
I'm thinking
about
Monopoly now.
The brewery has a religious name.
The brewery has a religious name, and it's also a spot on the Monopoly board.
Also a spot on Monopoly board.
All right. Well, we got 4 minutes left to go. We're going to draw here for $10 to Del Taco and one of these Del Taco beanies. Mary, Trish, Ernie, and Judy are in the competition here. 740-383-9944. Who else is going to get in, or is somebody else going to have another entry into this competition that is very, very heavy right now? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Before we run out of time here in 3.5 minutes. Boy, it's been good, though. That carrot cake pizza is delicious. I'm going to take that home.
Thank you.
Have some sweets tonight. That's what I'm going to do on Friday night.
Invite a few people over, have a special meal.
I will invite some people over, raise the blood sugar up, and have a good time. What else are you going to do?
Nothing.
And it was good. I've had a piece here. It was delicious.
It is good. Very good.
Very delicious. Everybody here loved it. It's like a neighbor's pizza. Well, you see our plaque here today commemorating Groundhog Day?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, something for the wall here. Yeah. See that?
Yeah, real nice.
Go ahead, caller.
I Googled it at St. James Gate Brewery.
St. James Gate Brewery.
How many hotels are on it?
St. James. Oh,
I just Googled that.
You are correct. St. James is the name of the brewery and also the name of the Monopoly spot there.
Thank you. We'll put that up on the list. It'll be good decoration for us,
yes,
Linda.
Yes.
Yeah. All
she
right.
She said she had to Google. So.
She had to Google.
You got anything quick for 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Try to get somebody else in here.
A quick one.
Not one of those questions that are like a triathlon.
Who was the first Irish Catholic to be elected president?
There you go. That's an easy one. Who was the first? I know that. Who was the first Irish Catholic to be elected president? Mm. Who was it?
I don't know.
The only Irish Catholic to be elected president.
Oh, boy. That goes way back.
46 presidents. Which is the one, the only and the first Irish Catholic to be elected president?
Benjamin Franklin.
740-383-9944. Oh, I know. I thought everybody would know this one.
I didn't know anything today.
Well, these Irish questions are very difficult.
Well, I could have come up with Eastern.
In the United States, we have 40-some, would it be halfway below or above?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Kennedy.
Kennedy, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy.
He did cross my mind, so I guess
yes.
I did know.
Well, remember Kennedy got in all that trouble, or are you going to take advice from the Pope, or are you going to, you know, that whole thing?
Yeah.
That was all.
I'm thinking he was Catholic.
Irish Catholic.
And I think that was the last time that religion really was a deciding factor in the presidential elections. Because I think once he broke that barrier, people didn't really care anymore.
Well, was it a deciding factor?
Well, it was a campaign factor at one point that he put an end to.
Well, he won.
Yeah,
he won. It must have worked in his favor.
But I think there's been Irish candidates since, or not Catholic candidates since, that have not had to face that issue.
Haven't all the other candidates been Christians?
Well, I think they've all been Christian.
Not Catholic.
Denomination.
Not of the Catholic denomination.
Not of the Catholic, yeah.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say John Kennedy.
Yeah, it was John. Now, do you think there was a big hubbub when John Kennedy got in? That do you think it hurt or helped him?
I was.
They tried to hurt him.
I don't really know.
I think it helped him in the end because I think he looked like a strong guy when he said, "I'm not taking advice from the Pope. I'm going to make my own decisions."
Well, I'd elect him again.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks. What? Thanks. Yep, all right. Well, we're going to do a drawing here. Mary, Trish, Ernie, and Judy. Now, you guys will have to pick up your Del Taco hat and Del Taco gift card on Wednesday or Thursday between 10 and noon when Linda is here. But our winner today, all right, so we got, we've had multiple entrants here. So let's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, 10. 1 to 10, Bob. Give us a...
7.
7, that's Ernie. All right, Ernie. Your $10 Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie will be here at the studio Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to pick up. Bob, thanks for the pizza and coming in, as always. We always have a lot of fun in the plaque here.
It has been a lot of fun.
Yes, Linda, thank you for coming in. It's always good to see you.
Same here.
And we'll be back on Monday here at WGH Talk Radio. Have a great weekend.
The Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire, I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention. And if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice. And I think it really, really is.
To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, commenting on Hillary Clinton.
Do you have, in closing this week, do you have a favorite Hillary Clinton story?
Well, you know, I I would see her quite often. One of the things I most remember her about was when Sacagawea was introduced. She was in charge of that, the whole ceremony and everything. She was the master of ceremonies. And we had all the Indians there and everything. The Indians, every tribe was represented. And she did a beautiful job with that, but she's always so friendly, and it upsets me when I hear people talk about her the way they do, because that isn't her, and I don't know why it's ended up that way, you know? But if somebody'd explain it to me, I'd like to know.
Jim Blessing, grandson of President Warren G. Harding, announcing exclusively on WWGH Radio who he will support in the 2016 presidential